Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, whose precious word reaches us Sunday by Sunday, help us to profit from it for Jesus' sake. Amen. I want to look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. It's our Gospel for today. And verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Where we had a house in Morocco, the very scenes of this took place from our back door. I remember a field just behind our house, and they would plant it, they cut thorns and put them as a hedge round the edge to keep the wild animals out. There were wild boar and other things that got in, and the people simply moved the hedge and walked straight through the middle of the field. It was the shortest way to the town, and they didn't just walk in ones down little path. They trod in the wheat over areas widest between those chairs and just drove straight through the middle of the field, and they did it everywhere. They seemed to have a right to do it. Furthermore, if some of the ground was very rocky, it didn't mean that it was like the other two parables say, it just had rocks in it, but the rocks came right up close to the surface, so that they scratched with their old wooden ploughs, and the cow pulling it, a very little distance down indeed, perhaps 4 inches, something like that. And furthermore, you would find that wild beasts broke in, but most of all, as you drove over the plain round us, what struck you was the thorn bushes growing up in the middle of the wheat. And they would grow, well, high as that by the end of the season, and they do, the parable says, they crowd, they choke, they drown the wheat. And the wheat in the middle is long and straggly and brings forth very little fruit. Now they cut these things down and they burn them and they tried to drive them away, but with the implements they had, the mattocks and the hoes and the axes, they got very little distance with the thorns. They just grew there. So all this is a very accurate picture. Now whatever you do, be accurate when you refer to things around. I often think, as I listen to people say, answering in mastermind or one of these university challenges or anything, those very students must go and listen to sermons, and they must hear inaccuracies in them. They must listen to Christians and hear inaccuracies. Many Christians get very, very tight up about things which are completely inaccurate when you get down to them. Now, accuracy is something to be aimed at with the Word of God. Furthermore, this parable here is the first of the parables. We think it's the first because it was put there as important. Christ regarded this, once the crowds gathered from the cities and from everywhere around, as the most important thing to tell them. Therefore, you could not be hearing anything more important today than this parable. If you were to hear all the wisdom of the sages, if you were to hear all the political secrets there are, nothing is as important as this parable to you. This parable is what all men alive depend on, and no one can escape its force. It is not the parable of the sower. It is the parable of the soils. And Christ told it because what is important in preaching is not how I went to college and learnt to preach, but how you, who didn't go to any class about it, learnt to hear. Unless you hear, what is the point? Unless the hearing goes deep, what is the point? Some of you may have photographic memories and understand everything at the end and have heard nothing. Just nothing. Just blank. You can remember every word and not have heard. Others have very ordinary or poor memories and just come away with a general impression. But that general impression can do far more good than all the hearing of the other. This hearing is something lower than the ear, something deeper than the heart, something right down in the depths of your being. Either you will hear me today, or you will not hear me. and the proof will be evident. Now, that is why, first of all, he told a parable. But there is another perfectly good reason why he told a parable. Lest they should hear with their ears. And what he's saying is this: I understand men,